Now, the state assembly passed a bill last week that would raise the smoking and vaping age in Wisconsin to 21. That move would bring the state in line with the federal age limit that was raised to 21 back in December. And it comes in the middle of a surge in youth vaping and e-cigarettes. Donna Wininski is the director of advocacy, grassroots, and patient engagement at the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, people might think, wait a minute, we already had the federal law raised to 21. That should apply here in Wisconsin. Why does Wisconsin need to do this too?
Well, the federal law actually does apply here in Wisconsin. The legal age to sell tobacco products and vaping products is now 21 in Wisconsin. The problem is there is no mechanism in the federal law for state officials to enforce that law. So as a result, they have to continue to enforce the 18 law. The federal law gives that enforcement authority to the FDA rather than to local law officials.
I understand there was some back and forth over what all this Wisconsin law would apply to when it came to tobacco products, e-cigarette products, vaping. What, as it stands now, in what passed the assembly, what would this affect?
Yeah, it was an interesting week last week, that's for sure. It does include all vaping products now, all tobacco and vaping products, both nicotine-based products and non-nicotine products. And the other concern that we had was at one point in time, the law only applied to tobacco retailers, those who already possess a tobacco license. And as some people might know, vape shops don't need a tobacco license. They are completely unlicensed. So we were really, really concerned that all of these standalone vape shops, it couldn't be enforced within those because of the lack of license. That has since been put back into the law. So those are the two big things that we wanted to make sure were covered.
And then what would enforcement look like?
There is a program in Wisconsin through the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program called Wisconsin Wins, and they use underage youth and young adults to go into stores to attempt to purchase tobacco products. This now would go all the way up to 21, so that would be one mechanism. And it would also allow local law enforcement to literally stop someone that they see out in the open and say, hey, you look pretty young, you're not supposed to be vaping. The concern that we had with the non-nicotine products is it was always real easy for the 18-year-olds to say, oh, this doesn't have nicotine in it, it's okay, I can use it. It was an enforcement nightmare. And now just by making it a blanket coverage for any kind of vaping device or tobacco product, nobody under 21.
Talking to Donna Wininski from the American Lung Association in Wisconsin, looking at an effort in the state legislature to raise the age for purchasing tobacco and e-cigarette products to 21 to match federal law. We asked you about this on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We got a lot of responses. Ellen writes, I do support this. If it keeps one person from tobacco, it's a success. Donna, what do we know about the impact of raising the tobacco and e-cigarette age to 21 when it comes to preventing people from smoking?
Well, we do have national data that shows about 95% of adult smokers began before they turned 21. So that's a huge, huge number. If we can just delay the initiation to 21, it's virtually nil, so 0 to 5%, somewhere in that ballpark, that somebody will actually voluntarily start either smoking or vaping. So that's the goal. It's to get it out of high schools where the 18-year-old seniors can't purchase them for the younger students. It's to, again, delay that initiation to where the brain has developed enough that a young adult can make an intelligent, informed decision and will then make the decision not to use tobacco products. We know that up until about the age of 25, the brain is still growing, and the younger the exposure is to those products, the worse the long-term and long-lasting effects of nicotine will be on that developing brain.
We also heard from Emily on Facebook who says, if you're old enough to be considered legally an adult, you're old enough to drink and smoke. And that's a pretty common argument. You're an adult in many standards under the law at age 18. Why not leave that choice then up to that adult, Donna?
Well, we do. I understand that argument. And yes, we have heard it many, many times. You also can't drink legally before you're 21. You have to look at the overall public health benefits, and they are overwhelming. There was a study a few years ago from the National Academy of Medicine that if Tobacco 21 was implemented across the nation uniformly, we could prevent close to 250,000 deaths just in that population cohort that was born between the year 2000 and 2019. We could reduce lung cancer deaths by 50,000 people. Tobacco use would decrease by 12% in teenagers and 10% in young adults. I mean, the public health benefits far outweigh any other somewhat semantic argument for leaving it at 18.
We also heard from Christopher on Facebook, who says, without government, black markets wouldn't exist. We see, now this is mostly with this these THC bootleg vaping products, very dangerous products out on the market. Is there a concern, Donna, that we'd be turning young people to illicit street products that could be even more dangerous in the short run than the current products on the market?
Well, clearly Tobacco 21 isn't the silver bullet for everything. What we are trying to do is just put another roadblock in the way of kids making poor decisions that they can't turn around. When your brain becomes addicted to nicotine at a young age, it can just be brutally, brutally hard to get off of it. And another thing that we have learned through scientific studies is more of those kids who are already addicted to the nicotine products will be the ones then who will turn to those illicit street products. It's very rare that a kid will go into that black market and try to purchase products off the black market if they haven't already been experimenting with them with just the over-the-counter nicotine products.
Donna, moving from the health side of things to the politics side of things, as we mentioned, this passed the state assembly. The state Senate in this session currently is scheduled to have one day sometime next month. What are you watching for to see if they're going to advance this legislation up to Governor Evers?
Well, we have been trying to get an answer to that. Yes, it has been messaged over to the Senate. The Senate would have to pass the identical version of the bill and then send it up to the governor. We certainly would expect that the governor would sign it. So right now it is kind of resting in the hands of the Senate. The Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald has said that it could potentially be brought up. I mean, we are looking at that as an optimistic statement. He hasn't carte blanche ruled it out. He did acknowledge that they do have another floor period, as you said, later on in March, and that it could be brought up during that time. And that's what we're hoping.
As we wrap up, Donna, assuming this becomes law, what would be the next big tobacco control priority in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly we have been trying to get e-cigarettes included with the smoke-free air law. We are learning a lot more just about what is in the secondhand aerosol, the chemicals, the heavy metals, the other products that are just not healthy to be breathing in. And the only way people are going to be protected is to have them not allowed to be used in public places where non-users might be breathing in those aerosol chemicals.
Donna, thanks
so
a lot
for certainly be a priority for the Lung Association.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, Donna.
Thank you.
That's Donna Wininski, Director of Advocacy, Grassroots, and Patient Engagement at the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. She was with us today to talk about the state assembly passing a bill that would raise the smoking and vaping age to 21. That bill, as we just mentioned, would need to pass the state Senate and then go to the governor's office for approval.